Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And I wanted to talk about what phrases does a narcissist absolutely hate hearing, okay? A lot of times when a narcissist is trying to devalue you and put you down in every which way, what they really hate is when you come back at them and you say something like, well, does it make you feel better to put me down? Okay? That's like letting the narcissist know that you know the game. You know what they're trying to do. They're trying to devalue you, all right? And you're calling them out for it, that there's something wrong with them. So what a narcissist hates, the phrase that they hate, is something to the effect of, you know, I guess it makes you feel better to put me down, or something along those lines, or you really need help. You know, you really need to talk to somebody, or, you know, there's something wrong with you, okay? Because a narcissist has such a fragile ego. They don't ever want to think that there's anything wrong with them. It's always got to be you. So when a narcissist says something to you, and this is what they do, they project themselves onto you. They'll say you're crazy, you're sensitive, you take things to heart, you have no trust, you know, there's something wrong with you mentally, you really need to go talk to somebody, you really need to, you know, I'll pray for you. Some covert narcissists will say, oh, I'll pray for you, or something like that. That's like indirectly they're putting you down, that there's something wrong with you, you need help. So when you flip it back on that narcissist as if to make it seem like they are, you know, mentally not right, that they need help, that it makes them feel better to put you down, you know, because they're so, you know, they have such a fragile ego or something like that, the narcissist will go ballistic, okay? Ballistic. See, what a narcissist wants you to do is they want you to sit there and defend yourself. So covert narcissists love to cause reactive abuse where they gaslight you and you sit there yelling and screaming and angry and, you know, telling them off and defending yourself. You know, it's making them seem like, you know, they're important and you're on the defensive. But when you flip it around on the narcissist and you put them in the corner and you make it seem like, you know, I really feel sorry for you. You really need to, you know, Honestly, you really need to get some help. Does it make you feel better to put me down? It will destroy the narcissist. And even if you did the same thing that a covert narcissist did to you, you could say something to the effect of, you know, I'll really pray for you, you know, because I feel like you need help or something like that. You know, there's something off with you, or if you put down a narcissist in the sense that there's something mentally wrong with them, they will go crazy, you guys. So they hate any kind of phrases where you're sitting there and you're judging their mental state, because that's their card. That's what they love to use, okay? So narcissists hate any kind of phrases that puts them down, or, you know, causes a narcissistic injury. Or if you even, you know, call them crazy, anything that they say to you, if you ever say it back to them, they won't deal with it. They'll stomp out, and they can't handle when you mirror them and you give it back to them. But the reason that we tell you not to mirror them, you guys, and it's best to walk away, is because that narcissist is going to seek revenge, all right? They're going to seek revenge. Narcissists also really hate when you say something to them like, you know what? I know what you are. And then you walk away, all right? That's letting the narcissist know that you know what they are and you're not going to entertain their nonsense. You're not going to defend yourself. You're not going to go back and forth with them. You just say to them, you know what? I know what you are. We're done here. And you walk away, okay? You're going to leave them with their mouth hanging open, because now they know you know what they are, that they're toxic, that they don't speak the truth, that they're about a word salad, that they play mind games and everything like that. Like, you have to have a higher level of thinking than to get yourself caught up in the narcissistic trap of going back and forth with them. Never, ever go back and forth with a narcissist, because you lose your power. The more you say, the worse it is. You've got to hold yourself like you're sure of yourself. You're self-assured. You don't need their validation. But you know what? You're letting them know that they are nothing. They are nothing. And one of the most powerful responses to a narcissist, too, when they're going off toxic, is to just walk away and not say anything, because you're not going to entertain nonsense, okay? You're not going to entertain nonsense. And the other phrase that a narcissist, you know, they hate hearing is when you tell them no, or I have to think about it. They hate when you say something to them like, you know, let me think about it. See, narcissists are impulsive. They want it done yesterday. When they want something, they want it right away. They don't want you to think about it. Okay, so they're going to say, well, what is there to think about? We're both grown. Come on, what are you talking about? What is there to think about? They don't like to have that indecisiveness. They want to know that they can get their way with you and they can get whatever they want. So yeah, when you say no to a narcissist, that's one way. That's a phrase they hate to hear because they're not getting their way. But also if you say, well, let me think about it, okay? The other reason they rush you too is they feel that the more time they give you, the more you're going to say no, and maybe their mask will come off. This way, they can get whatever they want out of you right away before you know, they're exposed for the toxic person that they are. These are all phrases that the narcissist hates to hear. The other thing that a narcissist hates to hear is that you're very self-assured of yourself, that, you know, what a narcissist hates, okay, they'll hate the fact that you are talking highly about yourself. When you have a lot of self-confidence, it destroys the narcissist. They want you to be insecure like they are. So when you sit there and you're like, you know what? I really don't care what anybody thinks about me. This is who I am. And I know I'm doing the right thing. And if they don't like it, that's too bad about that. They're going to say something to you like, well, you know, you should care about how people think about you, or something like that. They want to create a complex in you. The narcissist wants to give you a complex. And that's why covert narcissists, they give you these indirect digs all the time. Like, if you ever ask them, how do I look, or something, they'll either hesitate to answer, or they won't give you a negative comment, but they won't give you a positive comment. They might say something like, it's okay. You know, if you like it, and that gives you a complex. And that's why you never, ever ask a narcissist what they think, okay? Because they're only going to give you negative energy back and give you a complex that there's something wrong with you. You've got to be self-assured in the fact that, you know what, you don't care what that narcissist thinks, and you're just going to be you and do you and everything like that. You know, so narcissists hate anything that has to do with the fact that you're independent, and they also hate any kind of phrases that put them down in the sense that they are, you know, lower echelon, okay? They don't ever want to be thought of as lower echelon, and they don't ever want to be thought of as exposed. So if you know, they hate any kind of phrase that'll say something, you know, like, you know, you could talk all you want, it's not going to make a difference to me because I know what you are. And like I said, the less you say, the better. Because the more you talk, you guys, it's the more you're showing that narcissist you're unsure of yourself. You're trying to plea your case to the narcissist. And people that plea their case are people that, you know, are unsure of themselves. You're sure of yourself. You don't have to go back and forth with the narcissist. So they hate any kind of phrases that you give them that pretty much let them know that you know what they are. You know they're a manipulator. You know they're game. You know they're toxic. Okay? And they also hate the phrase, like, you know, if they say something negative to you and you say something back to them, like, well, that's your opinion. And you know what? Your opinion really doesn't matter to me. Okay? That kills them as well, because they want to know that they have control over you. They want to know that their opinion does matter to you. That you're going to sit there and be like, well, why do you think that? You know, you don't think this outfit looks good on me, or something along those lines. But when you show that narcissist you're self-confident and, you know, you really don't care or anything like that, well, you know, that's your opinion. Or you could say something to the effect of, you know what, you have your version of things and I have my version of the truth. Okay. That's another way of letting the narcissist know that you know what they are. Okay. You don't have to sit there and go back and forth with them and explain yourself. You know, they're toxic and you're disengaging from them. All right. So anything that shows the narcissist that you're like above their nonsense, that you know what they are, you know they're toxic, you don't need to go back and forth, you're not going to engage in this, you know, until you are able to respect me or something like that, you and I will not continue this conversation. They hate that too, because they don't want you to respect yourself. They want you to beg. Narcissists want to have the control. So they always want you looking to them for, you know, they want you looking to them for their validation. And when you show them you don't care, you know, with phrases like, you know, that's fine, I really don't care, you know, I'm good, or something like that. When you show the narcissist like you're good, you know, you're happy, you don't need their validation, they hate that as well. Okay. They want you to be codependent, always trying to get their approval. Okay. So the best thing to do is to just, you know, show them that they are not affecting you. Don't look for their validation. And, you know, don't let them, you know, pressure you into making a decision on something. You tell them, oh, you know, I need to think about it, or something like that. Like I said, they hate that. And, you know, when they call you crazy, you say, well, you know, that's your opinion, and your opinion really doesn't mean anything. And then you walk away. And that shows them that, you know what, they're not getting to you. You want to show that narcissist that they're not getting to you. So anything that you say to the narcissist, showing them that they're not getting to you, or anything that you say to the narcissist where you're showing them that you know what they are, you know that they're toxic, you know, like saying something to them to the effect of, well, I would expect you to make a remark like that. That's very typical for somebody like you to make a remark like that. You will destroy that narcissist, okay, when you say something like that. And they're going to be like, what do you mean that's typical of somebody like me? And then you just look at them and you give them a little smirky smile like, I got you. I know what you are, okay? I got you. I know what you are. I don't need to go back and forth. I don't need to defend myself. I know that's typical of somebody like you to make a remark like that. Because what you're basically saying in an indirect way is that you got their number, you know they're toxic, and you don't engage in that nonsense, okay? So these are phrases that the narcissist hates, all right? They hate phrases where you say, oh, I could see through you. Oh, I know what you are. You know, your opinion means nothing. Or, you know what? It doesn't matter what you say because anything you say means shit, okay? Anything like that will destroy the narcissist because, again, what I'm trying to tell you is you're showing them that they have no effect on you, okay? You are self-assured. You know who you are, and you don't have to defend and go back and forth. You are just going to, you know, not deal with somebody who is toxic, all right? And you're not going to have somebody break your boundaries as well. That you know, they also hate the phrase, like I said before, of no, because you know that this is your boundary. And by saying no, you're respecting yourself, okay? You respect yourself when you say no, okay? And also, the other phrase too is not so much a phrase, but when you go no contact with the narcissist, you are respecting yourself as well because you're showing that narcissist that you're not going to put up with their toxic behavior. You're not going to engage with toxic. And that's, you know, you have to show a narcissist you mean what you say, that there will be consequences if they break your boundaries and you will not deal with them. That's why you never break the no contact rule, because then your word means nothing and the narcissist will never ever take you seriously or respect you, and they'll walk all over you twice as bad the second time because they feel you're not going anywhere and you're either desperate or stupid to put up with their toxic behavior, okay? You have to walk away from all of that. So I hope that helps you guys. If it does, hit the subscribe button and please share the podcast. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio and you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay, and have a great day.